Proclamation number 7022 of 21st of January, 1958. What is given to you at this hour? Speak. Whatever is given to you at this time, speak, for I will put the words in your mouth. And thus you can confidently hold debates as soon as they concern me and my kingdom, for then I myself will be with you and I myself will speak through the mouth of the one who seeks to glorify my name, who is a true representative for me on earth due to his will to serve me in his desire for truth, which also always lets me be present as the eternal truth. You will still often be confronted by objections, but you will not lack the right realization either, and you will not be misled because you have received the truth from me myself and will receive it again and again as long as you are inspired by the will to be true warriors of Christ. And anyone whose spirit is enlightened will also always recognize error and fight against it. He will also always contact me if questions of doubt need to be clarified, and my cooperation will always be assured to him. That is why you need not fear any debate, no matter how eloquent or rational your partners are. Only those I myself introduced to spiritual knowledge possess it, but even the purest truth can experience a change through human will, which is often the cause of disputes in the spiritual sphere. Yet again and again I will try to purify what has often been contaminated, again and again I will have an enlightening effect through those people who allow my spirit to express itself in them. And precisely in the last days before the end, humanity's spirit is predominantly confused. It is not filled with the desire for truth, and therefore my adversary easily has the opportunity to misguide their thoughts. But this is why the supply of pure truth is more necessary than ever, because only truth is light, which is indispensable for humanity if they want to reach the right aim. Every erroneous thought darkens the path and also lets people go astray. But again and again I place light bearers by the wayside where every wanderer can kindle his light who does not want to walk along in darkness. But again and again people will also try to dim or completely extinguish the light of these light bearers, yet they will not succeed because the light which is emanated from me spreads brightness and illuminates people in the far vicinity who come close to it. And thus also everything of a counter-divine nature can be recognized and will be repelled before it can spread. Therefore a light-bearer need not fear anyone who approaches him, because he can see through everyone, for Roman 1, as the light from eternity, shine there and I truly uncover everything. And if you, who are such bearers of light, speak, then I myself speak through you. And my word is truly clear and understandable for anyone who desires clarification. My word will also be able to refute every objection, and my word will give full assurance to the person who is of sincere will. But as long as there are people, different opinions will also clash. But how would you, as human being to a human being, assert yourselves in the conviction that you represent what is right? Every person can err, and he will also err as soon as he does not consult me myself, as soon as he does not ask for enlightenment through my spirit. But if I myself can work through the spirit in the human being, then his thinking will also be clarified, and then he will be able to express his opinion with certainty. For it has been whispered to him from me, and thus he only speaks what I myself instruct him to speak. And you have therefore received a glorious promise that you should not worry about what you say. But you must never rely on your intellect alone. You must call upon me as the giver of truth and ask me to remain with you myself as soon as you intend to conduct spiritual debates. If you want to fight for the truth, I myself will lead you into battle. For the truth shall be help to victory, because it alone will lead you to beatitude. Because without truth you will not find the path to me, who am the truth myself. Amen.